Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This past week, we finished our last 3 weeks of online messages as we look towards opening our new facility at our Lewis Center campus. And we looked at really what we traditionally call the conversion of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. But what we talked about at Lewis Center was actually it's the conversion of two people, not only Cornelius, but Simon Peter himself, that God is working in both Cornelius, who was a good man. So we talked about this reality that it's not that God comes to Cornelius because he's such a good guy and good people are the ones that God wants to deal with. Rather, it's almost like God says, Cornelius, because you're such a good man, because you pray, because you give to the poor, well, I want to be very clear, Cornelius, that you need to be converted. Sometimes our goodness can get in the way of our conversion. And certainly we see that in our country where a lot of times 80% of people say that they're, you know, that they've had a born again experience. And we look at our culture and we'd say how things would be different if that were actually true. I think a lot of us are converted to the idea of being good people who go to heaven as opposed to being converted to Christ. The second conversion that takes place is really in Simon Peter and in his leadership with regard to Cornelius becoming a Christian because Cornelius is a Gentile. And historically, there's been racial tension, there's been class tension between these Roman leaders and certainly Hebrew leaders. The Romans had done terrible things to the Hebrew people. And yet, God calls Simon Peter to go, to be a bridge to this guy, Cornelius. And when it happens, all of a sudden, the gospel, really for the first time in a large way, goes to the Gentile people. So while the cross is the first step of an eternal relationship, the second thing that's really important is that the cross is also a step of healing earthly relationships. What that really means is that there's no room for racism or classism in the church. And so we talked about that in light of what are we called to do as the church. You know, Simon Peter says in Acts chapter 10, he sees that God shows no partiality. That means there's no room for racism, classism, sexism in the church. In our church specifically, we talked about how local churches should at least make it a goal to reflect the demographics of their local communities. And, you know, in our local community, I said two things. One, we're not perfect. But number two, we are, we look more like our community today than we ever have. And so I'm grateful for the trajectory that God's got us, that he's got us on. We should give financially. Every year, our church gives away the equivalent of about 20 to 25% of our budgeted income to missions around the world that plant churches and meet the needs of people who are in marginalized situations. The reason that number varies a little bit is because of the WOW offering, the wide open world offering that we receive every year. We ask all of our life groups to partner via Serve the City with a local partner and serve at minimum one time during each of the three terms a year. So if we have 150 plus life groups, that's more than 450 serving opportunities. That means all 365 days of the year, on average, I know the calendar doesn't work out that way, but on average, our church is serving somewhere every day of the year. And if your life group is not currently partnered with a local ministry and serving, speak up. Go to your life group leader. Be part of organizing, reaching out to our missions team. Christy Lowe is our missions director here at Lewis Center. She's Christy L at LifePointOhio.com. And she will help you get connected to a local partner. And then personally, you can help just by showing kindness. You know, from our life group level, again, I showed a video a couple of weeks ago of Reggie Hayes at United Faith International Baptist Church in downtown Columbus. And he was passing out food resources, praying with people, sharing the gospel with people. And it was three of our life groups that were able to prep those food resources, those brown bag food resources that he was giving out to people. Just a small way that you can help. But it's very personal. Your family can do that together. We have a family here at our church that writes letters to people who are incarcerated, to provide them gospel encouragement. I think about a guy in my life group who spends a couple of weekends a year. He goes in with a ministry called Kairos into a prison for a weekend and invests time in discipleship to men who desperately want and need that. So because of the gospel, because we're all undeniably flawed, that means that kills superiority. I said it takes just as much of God's grace to save Mother Teresa as it does to save Ted Bundy, right? That kills superiority. But at the same time, we're not just undeniably flawed, we're unbelievably loved in the person of Christ. And so that kills inferiority. You can't say that you're worse than anybody else, that you're lower than somebody else, because God has set his love and his favor on you. So that means that we can be part of the healing balm in our culture in regards to racism, classism, and sexism. I'm going to pray that for us today. God, would you help us today as we go out, as we live our lives? God, would you help us to be keenly aware that we can be your agents in these kinds of issues in our culture? God, we don't just want to try and heal relationships. We want to bring eternity to bear on people's lives. So God, would you help us do that? Help us to be kind. Help us to be generous. Help us to be caring. Help us to be good listeners and be aware. Thank you for your kindness to us. Now you take the opportunity to pray about your upcoming day.